Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Well, hi, everyone. Uncle Charlie here, and it's Children's Bible Hour Story Time coming your way for young and old alike. We'll get to today's interesting story called Everyone's a Winner in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to have us listen to a good go-along with a story song. You know, if you read a book, that's good. I hope you're reading lots of books these days. But if you know who wrote the book, that makes the book all the more interesting, doesn't it? Well, that's especially true of the Bible. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you know God, then you're going to enjoy reading the Bible. That's what this song is all about. I'm acquainted with the author. Listen.
Many folks are sad and weary, and they often fret and pine, for they read what many critics have to say about the dear old Bible, blessed, holy book divine. But for me, with the author, and I know God's word is true. In times of grief, it brings relief and tells me what to do. Now I dearly love its pages, for I found the rock of ages. I'm acquainted with the
Now that we've had our music, you know what that means. It's time for a story. Do you like to garden? I do, although I must admit I'm not that good of a gardener. Some folks garden because they want to save a lot of money on their food budget. And boy, that's one way to do it these days. But most people garden just for the fun of it and to provide some good food for their table. Our story today is called Everyone's a Winner. The Walker family had recently moved to a home in the country where they had a garden and also an orchard. Harvesting and preserving fruits and vegetables was a new experience for the children. As Lauren helped her mother can peaches one warm summer day, she voiced a complaint.
What a vacation this has turned out to be. Planting and hoeing, snapping green beans, husking corn, shelling peas, and now peeling peaches. I thought I would ride the horse, wade in the creek, and have fun when we moved to the country.
You have done those things. Haven't you had fun?
Well, yeah, but not very often. Most of the time I'm right here in the kitchen or out in the garden. I don't see why we have to can and freeze so much. We'll never eat all this food.
You'll be surprised, Lauren. Look at these peaches. Aren't they pretty? And don't they look nice in the jars that are finished?
Well, yeah, but look at my hands. They're all sticky and wrinkled with juice. And we aren't half done yet. And I wanted to play outside today.
You may do just that as soon as we finish these. Tell you what, I'll pack a picnic lunch and we'll go eat it down by the creek.
Oh, that sounds nice. Will Alex be home for lunch?
He should be. Mr. Baker needed him to help for only a couple of hours.
Will you hand me a wet towel, please, Mom? The juice from these peaches is running down my arm.
Sure. Here's your towel.
Thanks. This seems to be the longest summer of my life, and the hardest, too.
Only a few weeks later, school started, and Lauren and Alex began their morning watch for the school bus.
What's that inside your notebook, Lauren?
My Bible.
You're taking your Bible to school?
Yeah. Remember the contest we're having in Sunday school? I'm planning to win the grand prize for being the first one to memorize all the verses on the list Miss Betty gave us.
You're going to learn every one? There are 100 verses on that list.
I know, but I can do it. I've learned 11 already. I wonder what's in that box Miss Betty showed us.
Could be anything. It sure is big enough. But I'll be happy if I can just learn half the verses. A smaller prize will suit me just fine.
Not me. I want to win the grand prize. But I'm really going to have to work. I heard Sue Ellen say she intends to win too.
She probably will. She's smart.
Well, so am I. And I'm going to study every spare minute I have.
Here comes the bus. All aboard for another day at the Brain Factory.
Dad, will you listen while I repeat the first three verses of Psalm 1? Here's my Bible.
Certainly. Go ahead. I know that psalm myself.
Okay, here goes. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the seat of the... Wait, don't tell me. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
Well, that's a good verse for you, Lauren.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, the part that says, in his law he meditates day and night, fits you. That's what you've been doing ever since the contest started.
I know. I've just got to win.
Well, there's no way you can lose.
Oh, yes, there is, Dad. Sue Ellen is studying day and night, too, and she's smart.
Maybe so, but even if you don't win the grand prize, Lauren, you'll still be a winner. Anyone who memorizes God's word is a winner. You will have gained possession of something very valuable, and it will stay with you all your life if you keep reviewing it. There's no way you can memorize the Bible and lose.
Oh, well, I guess that's true. Can I say the third verse now?
Oh, I thought you were finished. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
Very good.
Hey, that reminds me of the fruit we canned this summer. The trees in our orchard brought forth their fruit in their season.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And that's the way it is with those who love God and his word. They will be fruitful Christians, bearing the fruit of the Spirit.
I know about the fruit of the Spirit. It's found in Galatians 5, 22, and 23. I learned those verses last week. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith.
The weeks passed quickly, and the tension in the junior Sunday school department really grew. One week, Lauren would be ahead in learning verses, and the next week, Sue Ellen would be ahead. Everyone was working hard to learn at least 50 verses, but it seemed certain that either Lauren or Sue Ellen would win the grand prize. Then, 2 weeks before the contest was to end, one of the girls recited the very last verse on the list and therefore won the contest. That girl was Sue Ellen. Lauren was so disappointed. She wasn't her usual cheerful self at the dinner table that noon.
Pass the corn, please, Alex. Thank you. This is delicious, Janice.
Doesn't it taste fresh? Uh-huh. Almost like it came straight from the garden.
Well, it did a while back.
The green beans are good, too. I didn't think I liked green beans, but these taste different from the ones we had in town.
And they sure do.
Home frozen food does taste better.
We seem to be having a homegrown meal. Steak from our beef, corn and green beans from the garden.
Yes, and don't forget the pickles. Mm. It took 2 weeks to can all the pickles, remember, Lauren?
Yes.
And for dessert, there's peach cobbler.
Ah, did the peaches come from our orchard?
Yes, they did. Looking at this table makes me feel like the little red hen who grew her own wheat, ground it, and baked her own bread.
Well, you don't look like her, does she, Lauren?
No.
May I have some cobbler now, Mom?
Certainly. Who would like some ice cream on it?
Me.
Did you grow the ice cream, too?
No, I bought that.
Oh, dear, little red hen, you're getting very commercial. But nevertheless, I'll have some.
Me, too.
And what about you, Lauren?
No, I don't want dessert, thank you.
You've been very quiet, Lauren. Are you feeling sick?
No, just thinking.
Nah, she's not sick. She's just mad.
I'm not mad, just disappointed.
Disappointed? About the Sunday school contest?
Yeah, I worked so hard, but Sue Ellen won.
I know, honey. And I'm sorry you didn't win the contest. You were working hard. But remember what I told you? Anyone who memorizes God's word is a winner. How many verses did you learn?
89.
Wow.
Why, Lauren, that's wonderful.
I was planning to learn the rest this week. I was so sure I was going to win. I worked so hard.
I know you did. And I'm sure Sue Ellen did, too.
I know. I started to get mad when I found out she had finished learning them all. But then do you know what happened?
Mm-mm.
No, what?
I remembered one of the verses I had learned. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools.
Good for you. I'm glad you remembered that.
I knew I didn't have any reason to be angry, even though Sue Ellen won and I lost.
Well, you may have lost the contest, Lauren, but I still say you're a winner. The Bible verses you have stored in your heart will help you through many trials and temptations in the future, just like the verse you just mentioned helped you at Sunday school today.
Learning Bible verses is very much like canning. All the canning and freezing we did last summer is paying off now, Lauren. We have all that good food stored away for a time when we need it.
Oh, and I have Bible verses stored in my heart for a time when I need them. I know a verse about that, too. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:11. Knowing Bible verses can keep us from sinning.
It certainly can. It also supplies comfort and encouragement. It keeps us from suffering spiritual malnutrition. Those verses you learned will feed you the rest of your life, Lauren.
I guess I didn't lose after all.
Mm-mm.
I changed my mind, Mom. I'd like some peach cobbler and ice cream, please.
Good.
Coming right up.
Well, how about you? Do you try to memorize verses of the Bible only because there's a contest with a big prize? Or do you try to learn God's word and what it teaches in order to store up treasures in your heart so they'll be there for you whenever you have trouble and really need them? You know what? Honoring God by knowing His word and living by it makes anybody a winner. Start studying today. I'm afraid that many people are not spending time memorizing Scripture. And one thing I know for sure, it was a lot easier learning verses when I was younger than it is now. Most of the verses I remember I learned as a kid. By the way, in our daily devotional book, after the story, there's a good verse for the day, and many people pick one a week or two a week to memorize. Do you get Keys for Kids? If not, I'd be very happy to send it to you. It's free for those living in the U.S. and Canada, $2 per book for those in other countries to help with postage expenses. There's a suggested scripture to read, a good story to go along with the verses and help you understand what they mean, a key verse and a key thought for the day. Write and ask for Keys for Kids and send that request to Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids.